people to start saying, what do you guys stand for? What do you members of Congress stand for? If you can't stand for hunger, if you can't stand for the fact that you're saving lives in these programs, then what are you doing up there? I hope that, I said that hunger is more than food stamps. It's microenterprise. It's a bill that we sponsored in the Select Committee on Hunger. It's getting people off of welfare, having produced their own jobs. It's more food banks and soup kitchens. It's targeting in cities and rural areas grocery stores that hopefully are non-profit. If they can be profit and make money, that's fine. But non-profit, where you take the profit out of the fact that poor people don't have a place to shop for good quality products and quantity of products. They have to go all the way across town in most cities. It's so expensive with the transportation. It's immunization, it's prenatal care, it's overseas, it's vitamin A therapy, it's ORT, which is oral rehydration therapy. It costs about 5 cents. I've seen it many, many times. You give it to a child that's dehydrated, and most of the deaths that occur overseas come from dehydration. You give a tablet of ORT, and it retains the water in the system. It costs about 5 or 6 cents. We send out millions of those. It's that. It's development assistance. It's digging wells. It's all kinds of child survival activities. It's food for work projects. But more importantly, it's focusing. It's saying in the Congress of the United States, this is an important issue. Healthcare is important. Defense is important. But this issue of hungry, the most basic right in the world, the right to food, is not being addressed. It is not being addressed. And if we can't stand up for saving lives, what in the heck are we standing up for? What do we stand for? I'm not sure anymore in this Congress. So it's a lot of things. It's many of those things, and hopefully this fast will start those things in motion. A lot of those bills are pending now in the Congress as they're a product of the Select Committee on Hunger, and they need to go forward. I'd love to see a permanent committee on hunger in the Congress of the United States. There should be. I'd love to see a national conference on food security in this country. I'd like to see the President say to the United Nations, we ought to have a convention on the right to food. Now, I'm not going to wait until these things happen through this fast. These things could take years. If we can get many of the things that I just said, if we can get them started, if we can get people organized across the country, get them thinking about this issue, that's what I want.
Congressman, how do you characterize the fact that your hunger fast is a non-story in the national media up to this moment? Yes, at least.
Well, I'm not sure it is a non-story so far. It seems to be picking up steam, and there are a lot of local and national people that are taking a look at the story. You're starting to see more and more about it, and I think it's going to build. I hope it does. It's one of the purposes of this fast.
Congressman, your physical effects of a fast, describe that for us.
The first 3 to 7 days are very difficult. I've read a number of books on it, and I've talked to probably 6 or 7 people that have fasted for periods of time, well over 7, 10, 21 days. Some of them have gone beyond 40. You go beyond 40 days, in my opinion, you're asking for trouble. If you talk to doctors, most doctors will say fasting is not good for you. But the fact is, if you talk to the fasters and read some of the books on it, you'll say, you know, a short fast of seven days to 2 weeks actually is not bad for you. The first 3 days, you're extremely hungry. Everything smells good to you. Your senses are, they were cooking a hamburger yesterday and I was dying for it. There's a lot of things that come with fasting, and that, you know, I can't believe how social we are as people. And one of the things is that where we're really social is around meals, lunch, dinners especially. I like to be with my family or friends talking, having a good time. You like to take an hour hour and a half off for lunch or dinner if you can. Fact is, you can't do that when you're on a fast. And at first you don't want to be with people that are eating, so you have to skip the meals. So your day becomes longer. And it becomes a Monday was the longest day I've ever had in my life. I can tell you that. Is that enough on the question of what fasting is all about? Fasting can be very good for your system. Your system is used to working 3 or 4 meals a day, 365 days out of the year. And it helps to shut it down sometimes, give it a rest. It's kind of an overhaul. Why don't you all join me on the fast?